I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Thanks so much for being part of it. And the this official RNC recap is brought to you exclusively by Bent's Dental Implant and Prostodontic Center at 610-272-6949. Dr. Bent's, my dentist. People are saying now, oh, we didn't know. You ought to say that first. Okay, he's Dan's dentist at your service in good times and bad. And Dan, you better be calling now if you want an appointment in the near future, given what I'm told happened this week with Dr. Bent's through listeners hearing this. So much in demand, but he'll get you in there. Just wanted you to know that. And we're very grateful. I got to take a moment to say, sponsors that bring you special events like this, they're really the lifeblood of allowing us to do all that we do. Now, Kim Klasick first came to our attention. She's running for Congress in Maryland now, District 7. She spoke at the convention this week because she filmed the just rubble in the district of Elijah Cummings in Baltimore, who was there forever, as you know. And we here in Philadelphia, as a point of negative pride, I guess, are the dirtiest city in America. Why is that? Why do those things go on? And I never remember any resolution to that point. It's a simple point, but when we look for touchstones of something that works, wouldn't a lot of rubbish, a lot of trash, a lot of stuff still... I mean, look at what's going on here in Philadelphia. I realize the challenge of coronavirus, but if you're in charge, you have to pick up the trash. I'm looking outside the Dom Dome right now, Dan. The trash has been there since Wednesday night. I told Roe, I'm not putting it out on Wednesday. They won't be here till Saturday or Sunday anyhow. How about where you are, Port Richmond?
We're really bad. I don't even think, like, I talk with the neighbors, and we just can't even tell when the trash is going to be picked up anymore. It sits out there for a week at a time sometimes. It's horrible.
And efficiency and efficient service, that's the least we should expect for government, right? Let's go to Kim Klasick here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Kim, great job the other night. Thank you for joining us again here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, no, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Well, Kim, we were just talking about how we initially got to see you, and I bet it, when you campaign for Congress now and you go around, I bet much hasn't changed there in Baltimore.
Yeah, not at all. You know, I first took those videos that were retweeted by President Trump last year. That was July 2019. And here we are, you know, in 2020, and nothing has been done at all. You know, I think after the fact, Scott Pressler, of course, came up from Virginia to mobilize volunteers, and they cleaned up. The city tried to keep it up for just a little bit, and then it just went right back to what it used to be. The sad part about it is the residents actually pay more in taxes now than they did before when trash was picked up twice a week, right? So now trash is hardly picked up. It's picked up once a week, if it is, and they're paying even more in property tax. So it's crazy.
But we're starting to see some breakthrough, at least at the national level. And you might be saying, look, I know in Baltimore, what is it, the last time you had a Republican mayor, was it 53 years?
Yeah, so a Republican in office, it was 53 years ago. It's been under Democrat rule this entire time. And that's part of the problem, too, you know, not just Democrat policies. But the fact that we're dealing with so much corruption, and when you have that one-party mob rule, you know, it never changes hands, and it just continues. It's on a cycle of decay. So,
well,
yeah, it's been some time.
Kim, I want to give you hope, though. Here in Philadelphia, the last Republican mayor was he was born before Billy the Kid was still on the earth for 3 years before he was killed in a gunfight when the last Republican mayor in Philadelphia was born. So if you think you have it bad, Kim, we have the same thing. It goes on and on and on. But we are seeing in President Trump a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And candidates like you are the types of candidates Republicans, let's face it, have not had before and have the savvy and the skill to break through with African-American voters. Your district is predominantly African-American, right, that you're running for in Congress?
Yes, close to 70%. Yep.
So do you notice that on the ground there, somewhat because of Trump, somewhat because of your notoriety coming from that and the substance of what you're talking about? It seems as if, and I'm not saying it's overnight, but we're seeing more African-Americans be open to someone like you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we hit the doors in the streets here, we canvass 5 days a week. We get a lot of positive feedback. People are happy that we're in the neighborhood and offering, you know, just a different option. And this is kind of what I talked about in my RNC speech. You know, a lot of Republicans kind of write off the inner cities, just thinking they're going to vote down ballot and we just can't win them. Instead of going in and chipping away, you know, I had a lot of people tell me, you just can't win that. You know, you're going to take an L here. Just don't do it. And I'm like, well, at what point in time do we begin to roll our sleeves up and get out there? You know, at some point we will win if we continue and try hard and offer real results. But I have to tell people, you know, all we hear about is how racist President Trump is. But in Baltimore City, we have the historic number right now of black Republicans running for city council. Across America, we have 21 black Republicans running for office in hopes of working with this administration. So again, the narrative, you know, in the mainstream media is this is a racist and a bigot in the White House. And if that is the case, why do so many black Americans now want to work with him to better their cities? It doesn't make sense, you know, to tell the real story of the situation.
Well, I'll give you their argument. Let's see. You probably heard it after your speech. They're saying, oh, come on now. You know, he throws a few bones out there, but basically this guy's a racist, and you're smart enough, so you must just be playing along with him. You're an intelligent woman. You know that, and you're just playing this game. That seems to be their argument. How does it feel every day when you make a decision to better your neighborhood and have a point of view and policies that fit that you're suspect in your own community? I just can't imagine what it's like to wake up every day, Kim, and be a female, too. So you got that going on, that Trump is anti-female.
Yeah, it's sad. But you know what? I guess, you know, running in this position, I knew it would come with the territory. So at this point, you just got to be tough. But I try to remind people, you know, there was a time where you saw Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and many others that were working with people that, you know, we outright heard them use the N-word. You know, we outright heard things that might point to them being, you know, somewhat bigoted or racist. And he still worked with them to do things that needed to be done. You know, the civil rights leaders knew that there was going to be backlash on both sides. But they said, you know what, I got to do what's right in this situation. So now everybody celebrates these civil rights leaders. And I'm hoping at one point in time we will win the seat. We will make some ground and inroads. And maybe one day we too will be celebrated for the good things that we can do as well.
Absolutely. Well, we want listeners to be able to be part of that. So, Kim, if they want to aid you in any way, where do they go? Do you have a website or Facebook that they should go to?
Yeah, thank you. It's KimKForCongress.com, and it's F-O-R spelled out, KimKForCongress.com. You can sign up to volunteer if you don't mind coming down to Baltimore to hit doors, but we also do phone banking from across the country. So we send you a script, 100 phone numbers of those living in Maryland District 7, and you just call them and remind them to get out to vote. And then, of course, monetary donations are always welcome. But you can do that all on the website, KimKForCongress.com.
Kim, great luck. Let's see what happens in November. But thank you, and thanks for what you said the other night.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.